For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is as close to us? What great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law, which I'm setting before you today? Almost a continuation of the gospel we heard this past Sunday, and the first reading we had this past Sunday from Exodus, where we were given the law, the Ten Commandments, the readings today kind of carry that forward, where Christ has given us the decree that he's come to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, that in the person of Jesus Christ, the law is fulfilled. This is what was so, one of the things that was so special about the Israelite, the chosen people, the people of the covenant, is that they had the law. This law that allowed them to maintain their freedom from slavery. This law that gave them an insight into the mind and the wisdom of the God that they followed. The pagan gods had no idea what their gods were like. That's why they had to have those incessant incantations where they would try to just trick their gods into fulfilling their needs. And they would do these interesting and elaborate dances and everything else you can imagine trying to get their gods' favor. Our God chose his people to reveal himself to. And part of that revelation, especially in the Old Testament, the primary way he revealed himself to us was through the law. And so we should learn to love the law of God. For it's an expression of his very mind, of his very heart, of his very will. How do we know who and how God is? We follow the law. The law teaches us how to be disciples. For what great nation is there that has gods as close to it as the Lord our God? As rejoicing and as joy-filled as the Israelite people were because they had the law which brought them close to God, we have something so much greater. What did Jesus say? Something greater than Moses is here. The law, the word of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. That word that became flesh is the Holy Eucharist. So as astounding as it was for them to have the law, which gave them an insight into the mind of God, we have the Holy Eucharist, which is God. So what great nation is there that has the Holy Eucharist? What great people is there that has their God as edible food? How great we are to have a God so close to us. St. John Vianney said, in the human person's wildest imagination, they would have never come to the fact that God would become a man. Never would God be crucified on the cross. And there's no way anyone would ever imagine that God would become bread in the Holy Eucharist. Yet that is what we need. Jesus says, unless we eat his body and drink his blood, we have no life. God became man, became flesh, in order to become the Eucharist, and so that we could become like gods. What a great God we have, who loves us so much that he gives himself completely, entirely to us. The laws of God allow us to know about God. As we receive the Holy Eucharist, we know God. Pray for the grace for a deeper understanding and commitment to the Holy Eucharist. For without it, we have no life. Jesus came so we can have life and life to the abundance. That abundant life is found in the Holy Eucharist. What a great nation we are. Amen.